Today's shir is Masechet Kedushin Daf Yud Zayin. We will begin on Daf Tezayin Amud Beis, 12 lines from the bottom. Gufo. The Gemara begins to discuss, as we mentioned in our previous shurim, the halacha of Hanukkah. Hanukkah means that when an every or amavri under certain circumstances, as we're going to learn in our shir, are go out, they get Hanukkah, the owner has to give them what we would call severance. The Mara's even going to teach us how much severance. Gufa Elu Manikalahem, the following Avadim get Hanukkah. Hayotz Bishonim, if they go out after 6 years. Biyoivil, Wemisis Adam, if the owner died. Vamavriya also gets Hanukkah Besimonim. Aval Habareach, if an Evid ran away from his owner. V'hayotz b'groin kesef, if the Eved paid his way out, as we discussed often in our shiurim, by deducting how much he was sold for and how much he has to pay, the halacha is eimanikinloy. The halacha is that there is no hanaka. Ramei Eimer, Ramei says bereich eimanikinloy. Yes, the Eved who ran away doesn't receive hanaka. However, hayotz b'groin kesef, if he goes out with groin kesef, minikinloy. Shimon Omer, Arba Menikalhem. There are four situations that Hanukkah is paid. Shloish B'ish, three by a man. Shloish B'ish, three by a woman. V'yata Yochel Omer, Arba Bechmem. As the Gemara explained in our previous year, there is no case of four, not by a Ever or by Omer. V'yishen Simonim B'ish, the case of Simonim doesn't apply by a man. A man doesn't go out with Simonim. And the simile that Ritzia, that a man gets Hanukkah after his term of Ritzia, doesn't apply Benisha. So the Chinuch in Mitzvah Tof Hei Beis says that what is the basis for Hanukkah? He says that if somebody worked for you, the right thing to do is to show appreciation, and the way we show appreciation for what he did for you is by giving him Hanukkah. That, say many achronim, is the basis for what we know as severance pay. And there's a question that many poskim discuss, that if there's no legal requirement to pay severance pay, does one have to pay severance pay anyway? The Shaul's Tshuvas Machs Avram Chelik Beis Choshemish B'Tzim Ben Aleph says that what is the definition of Adam Choshev? What is the definition of an important person? He says the definition of an important person is somebody who acts Lefnim Mishuras Adin. He says, so certainly somebody who wants to act Lefnim Mishuras Adin, somebody who's a Talmud Chacham, should give Hanukkah. The Michas Yitzchak in Chelik Vav Simikov Pezayin says that if you live in a place where it's accepted to give Hanukkah, to give severance, then it's most important. The Shas of Chuvis that you have to follow the Minig Medina. The Shas of Chuvis Betzela Chochma Chelik Gimel Simikov says that let's say somebody was working for the community. Can somebody in the community is living off tzedakah money? Can one demand severance from the community's funds, which is not really money that belongs to the community? It's tzedakah. So he says that given that we just learned from the Chinuch and the Machs Avram and others how it's lefnim mishuras adin, but it's the right thing to do to pay severance. So he says that even though it's the tzibur money, even though it's the tzedakah money, then still Hanukkah, severance, is the right thing to do. And therefore, since it's the right thing to do, and therefore it should be paid even from tzedakah front. And I saw that the Pesachei Tshuva from Rabbi Yaakov, Pesachei Choshen from Rabbi Yaakov Bloizer Tzal also says that if you live in a place where it's the Minig Medina, most people give a severance pay, it's the right thing to do. says the Gemara, we just mentioned in the Gemara all the various cases that we give, that we gave Hanukkah, and asked the Gemara non-immediately, from where do we know this halacha? Says the Gemara, the Tanur Rabbanan, the Pasuk says, Hanuk Tanuk Loi. The Torah says, Yachal Loi Yeminoikim El Hayotze B'Sheis. We would think that Hanukkah is only given to the Eved that leaves after 6 years. Menayel Rabbis Hayotze B'Yovel B'Mises Ha'odom V'Am Avriya B'Simonim. That in all these cases, Hanukkah is also given. Tamaloymer, the Pasuk says, B'Shon HaShviz Tishalchena Chavshi Mimach to teach us that Hanukkah is given in those cases. Also, Hanukkah should be given. So here we learn that you sent him away. If the Eved ran away, or Yotz begroin kesef, he goes out because we're deducting for what he owes, shen shluchem imach, he left on you. So the Miches Chinuch makes a very interesting point. He says that even if an Eved Ivri goes out with groin kesef by deducting what the value, by deducting from his value, says the Miches Chinuch, if that was done against the will of the owner, so that's what the Braisa here means to say, that in those circumstances, he's not entitled to Hanukkah. But if the owner was happy, and the owner was willing to participate, then he's entitled to Hanukkah. Remeyema, Bereach ein manikaloi. Bereach doesn't get Hanukkah, because the ein shluchima, he ran away. Avoyotz begroin kesef, but if he goes out, be deducting, so the owner participates. And therefore, since the owner participates, then the halacha is he gets Hanukkah. Of course, the Rishonim point out, we're going to learn in our shir that what is the amount of Hanukkah that has to be given. And the halacha will be that if he didn't work a whole term, then he doesn't have to be given Hanukkah of a whole term. Ramei Omer says the Gemara that everybody agrees that by Reach, if somebody ran away, he doesn't get Hanukkah. Says the Gemara, of course he doesn't get Hanukkah. He has to make up the time that he ran away. The Tanya, as the Braisa actually teaches us, how do we know that if an Eved ran away, he has to make up for the time that he wasn't there? He has to make up for all the time that he wasn't there. Yochel, even if the Eved got sick and he wasn't able to work, he would have to make up. No matter what, he goes out by the sixth year. So the Ramban and the Rashba point out that the Gemara here is teaching us that if the Eved gets sick, he doesn't have to make up while he was sick. That's only if he didn't run away. He was under the owner's jurisdiction, and while he was under the owner's jurisdiction, he never got sick, so it's to the owner's misfortune. But let's say he ran away, and after he ran away, he got sick, then he can't say, well, it's your bad fortune, because he had ran away. The Ritva, however, quotes that there are those that hold that even if he got sick after he ran away, he wouldn't have to make it up. So the question is, if the person who runs away, the Eved who runs away, has to make it up, of course he's not entitled to Hanukkah. Answers the Gemara, Amamar Hochemai Skinim, we're speaking about a case, Kagon Shaborach, the Eved ran away, Upogaba Yoivel. And after he ran away, Yoivel came. Maratay Mahoiva Afikle Yoivel. So he's not going to have to go back, because Yoivel came. And of course, once Yoivel comes, he doesn't have to go back. Hoiva Afikle Yoivel. This should maybe shlucha mi'imach krinaboy. It should be considered a situation where the owner sent them away. We shouldn't punish him and should be entitled to Hanukkah. Kamash malon, the halacha is that he's not entitled to Hanukkah. But it is clear, point out the Rishonim from our Gemara, that since Yovel came, he will go out free. The Smag, however, says that the Bav, that this is what the Yerushalmi says. The Bavli says, if Yovel comes, he goes out. The Yerushalmi says that since he had ran away, even though Yovel came in between, still, since he had ran away, he would have to go make up the time for which he ran away. And of course, we paskin like the Bavli. So the halacha is that he doesn't get Hanukkah. He doesn't get Hanukkah under these circumstances. The Sefer Chanukah Satayra asks a question. He says, we find that Klal Yisrael did not say Shira as soon as they left Mitzrayim. They only said Shira by Kriyas Yamsuf. Why did they wait? Why didn't they say Shira right away? So he answers that we just learned in our Gemara that if an Eved runs away, he has to make up the time that he ran away. But if the owner died, the halacha is that he doesn't have to make that up. So he says, beautiful pshat. When Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, and we knew that Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim before the time that they were really supposed to be there, so they were like the Avodim who run away, that we're learning in our Gemara now, that when an Eved runs away, he has to make up for the time that he was missing. Since he has to make up for the time that he was missing, so therefore he's not considered really free. He's not really considered free because he's going to have to make up for that missing time. But if the owner dies, so that he doesn't have to make up. So when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, the Mitzrayim was still very much alive. So they were technically supposed to, Klal Yisrael were technically supposed to make up the time that they ran away. So that's why they can't say Shira, when they still owe time to the Mitzrayim. But after Kriyas Yamsuf, where the Mitzrayim drowned, so once the Mitzrayim drowned, they don't owe anything to Mitzrayim. So now they're truly free. Since now they're truly free, so they could say Shira. Amamar continues the Gemara we learned, Yochafil Chala, that if the Eved got sick, he has to make it up. Tamalayma of says the Gemara. So the Gemara analyzes this halacha. What is the halacha if the Eved gets sick? Afilu cholok hashesh doesn't mean that if he was sick for the entire term. V'tanya asked the Gemara. The Brisa teaches us cholok sholosh v'avet sholosh. If the Eved from the 6 year term was sick for 3 years, and he worked for 3 years, ain't a chayv lahashlem. He doesn't have to make up the missing time. But if he was sick for the entire 6 years, chayv lahashlem. So how are you saying that if he got sick, he doesn't have to make it up? Amrav Sheshes, Baisa Masamachat, that while he was sick, he did work. He didn't really work very serious work. He was just working needlework. But still, it's considered that he worked, and he doesn't have to make it up. But ask the Gemara, Hagufa Kasha. Amrit, first we said cholosh cholosh vavet cholosh. If he worked, he was sick for 3 years and he worked for 3 years, and chayv lahashlem. Ha arba, but if he was sick for 4 years, chayv lahashlem, he would have to make it up. But aim a sefer, the sefer says cholosh cholosh. If he was sick for all 6 years, chayv lahashlem, that's when he has to make it up. But it seems that if he wasn't sick for all 6 years, if he was sick, let's say, for arba of those 6 years, 4 of those 6 years, ain't a chayv lahashlem. He would not have to make it up. How do we reconcile the brisa? Says the Gemara Hachakam. This is the way to understand the brisa. Chola arba, if we were sick for 4 of the 6 years, nasa kamik shachola kol sheish, the halacha treats him as if he was sick for the entire 6 years, and if he was sick for the entire 6 years, then the halacha is that he doesn't have to, that he has to make it up. The Rambam points out that if Yovel came while he was sick, then he goes out free. The Miches Chinuch asks, what would be the halacha regarding Hanukkah? He was sick, then Yovel came, and once Yovel came, he couldn't continue his job, that he's free. But he really never worked because he was sick. Will he still be entitled to Hanukkah or not? It's not quite clear. But our Gemara has spoken about a very important concept, and that is the concept, if somebody gets sick, when does he have to make it up? If it ever gets sick, when does he have to make it up? When does he not have to make it up? So the Tshuvas Maimoni applies the same guidelines that our Gemara just taught us to ordinary employees. He says that if a teacher was hired for a year and he was sick for half the term or less, he's entitled to his complete salary and he doesn't have to make up the time that he missed. The Rosh quotes a Gemara Masechet Baba Metzia, Daf Ein Zayin Amud Aleph, which seems to be contrary to our Gemara. And there the Rosh says that if an employee is sick, he's not paid for the time that he's sick, and doesn't make a difference if it was how much of the term he missed. So the Rosh quotes his Rebbe, the Maram Maratenberg, who says, we know that the Maram Maratenberg was incarcerated in the fortress of Eisenheim, and he says while he was there, he came up with the following distinction to reconcile our Gemara and the Gemara Masecht and the Gemara Masecht Baba Metzia. He says an employee who was paid prior to his term is permitted to retain his wages without making up the time for when he was sick, but if he wasn't paid yet for his wage, and then he got sick and he wasn't able to do the job, the owner doesn't have to make up that salary. The Rosh says that the Gemara Masechet Baba Metzia that says that an employee doesn't get sick leave is talking about an employee who was sick for the last part of the term. Our Gemara is speaking to somebody who came back after they were sick. So the Rosh is differentiating between somebody who came back versus somebody who didn't come back. And the Rosh explains what's the difference. The Rosh says the fact that the employer took him back is a proof that he wants him as a worker. And not only is it a proof that he wants him as a worker, it's also understood as consent to pay him for the time that he was out sick. Tosfos disagrees and says that our Gemara is only speaking about avodim. Avodim have these special halachas, but an employee is not entitled to sick time. And Tosfos explains, going back to a concept that we discussed in our previous year. An eved, the Gemara said, is gufei kanui. And since it's gufei kanui, it's like any other asset that the owner owns, that if something unfortunately happens to that asset, the owner of the asset is the one that's going to have to take the loss. An employee is not considered an asset, is not considered the property of his employer. Since an employee is not considered the property of his employer, so if something unfortunately happens to the employee, it doesn't have to financially affect the employer. Tana Rabbanan. So we go into the halacha of Hanukkah. It says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, kama manikin lo. How much do we give for Hanukkah? Says the Gemara, the pasuk that speaks about Hanukkah says, v'chisu shalchenu choshim imach, loisu shalchenu reikam, hanik tanik loy, mitzoyncha, migarncha, mikvecha, ashebarecha, ashem elkecha, titin loy. There are three different things, soim, garin, and yakiv that are mentioned here. So we have to give chamesh slime kol minamin, five slime of every type that was mentioned here. Shehein, which is a total of chamesh eshes slime divremeya. Yehuda Omer, Omer. Yehuda says, we give shloishim. Where does the number shloishim come from? He says, we have to give kishloishim shel eved. Like an eved that the Torah says, that if an eved Kanani was killed by Shor HaMoed, there's a set price of shloishim shkolim. Rav Shimon Omer, chamishim. We give 50. We know that the Torah gives a set value. If somebody says erchi, if somebody says he's going to give his erich, he says he's going to give the erich of somebody else. The Torah gives a set value based on the age and on the gender. And the erich of a man who is of the right age is 50 shkolim. So of course,
the Meshech Chochma says, what is the connection with the Chamishim Sela that in Erech to Hanukkah? He says, because Chamishim Sela is the equivalent of Masayim Zuz. We know that who was entitled to Hanukkah? The Eved who was sold.
Why was the Eved sold by Beis Din? Because he didn't have the ability to pay up what he owed. That means he's an Ani. So what is an Ani? Somebody who doesn't have 200 Zuz. So we want this person to no longer, this person who was the Eved Ivri, to no longer be an Ani. So we give him 50, which is the 250 Shkon, which is the 200 Zuz, that we should make sure that he's no longer an Ani. Amamar. So we review the Braisa. The Braisa began, Chemesh Shloim Mikom Min Min Min, Shem Chemesh Eshe Shloim, Divra Meya. 5 times 3. Ask the Gemara, Rameya Minyanana Solishminin. Do we need Rameya to give us a count that 5 times 3 equal 15? What's Rameya trying to tell us with that? Answers the Gemara, Chokam Ashmalon, what Rameya is trying to teach us, Miftsahu Delay Miftsahai Minyana. You can't give less than the equivalent of 15 Sloim. However, Vipasle Mechamina, let's say he doesn't have enough assets from one type of asset to give as Hanukkah. With Tafale Mechamimina, so he's going to give him more from one type and less from the other type, says the Gemara, less Lomba, that's fine. Says the Gemara, my Tamad Rameya, where does he get the number of Chamish Sloim? Answers the Gemara, Yalef, he learns Rekam Rekam Bechor. The Torah uses the word Rekam here, and the Torah uses the word Rekam by Pidyon HaBen. Here the Torah says, the Lois Shulchan Rekam, and by Pinyin HaBen, the Torah says, Kol Bechor Benecha Tifte, V'lo Yira Pnei Rekam, Ma'la Halon, just like we know that the amount that's given for Pinyin HaBen is Chomesh Sloim, Afkan, the amount that should be given is Chomesh Sloim. Says the Gemara, if we're learning Gzeres Shavah, why don't we learn it this way, that the Torah is connecting Hanukkah to Pinyin HaBen, we should say, Chomesh Sloim Mikula, that you have to give a total Chomesh Sloim. Why do we say from every type that's mentioned in the Pasuk, you have to give Chomesh Sloim, is that 5 times 3 equal 15? Answers the Gemara. If the Torah would have said, Hanuk Tanuk Loi, Mitzoyncho, Migarncho, Mikvecho, Vloi, Seshalke, Enu Rekom, Iksev Rekom Psoif, if the Torah would have used the word Rekom at the end of the sentence, Krikamrit, you would be indeed correct. But the Torah says, Rekom at the beginning of the Pasuk. Pasuk says Rekam at the beginning of the Pasuk. Since the Pasuk says Rekam at the beginning, we say that the Hanuk Tanuk is going on each one of the types that are mentioned in the Pasuk. Shadar Rekam at Tzayin, Rekam which is 5 on Tzayin, Rekam 5 on Gairim, Rekam on Yekav. But ask the Gemara, V'nelef Rekam Eilus Riyah, why don't we learn 8 Rekam from Eilus Riyah, that the halacha is that when somebody comes up to be oil regal, he has to bring a common oil sriya, and a common oil sriya certainly doesn't have to be chomesh sloim. So why don't we learn it from there? So all the rishonim ask a question. The Gemara says many places in Shas, ein adam don gzer shava ma'atzmai. You can't learn your own gzer shava. So the question is, how could the Gemara suggest, well, let's learn a gzer shava connecting Hanukkah to Eilus Riyah, rather than learning Gzeirah Shavah, connecting Hanukkah to Pinyin HaBen. You can't make up your own Gzeirah Shavah. So the Rishonim explain, what does it mean, Ein Adam Don Gzeirah Shavah Ma'atzmai? It means that we can't take two words in the Torah and say, well, these two words are similar, and just on our own, learn Gzeirah Shavah. What they had was, they had a Mesorah. They had a Messiah that there's a Gzeirah Shavah, Rekam Rekam. That's not something that they made up themselves. They had that B'Kabbalah from their previous generations, from the Rabbeim, that there's a Gzeirah Shavah, Rekam Rekam. But that didn't tell them which Rekams to connect. That was their opportunity to connect. And therefore the Gemara's question is, that instead of connecting the Rekam of Hanukkah to Pinyin HaBen, why don't we connect the Rekam of Hanukkah to Eilus Riyah? Answers the Gemara, because when the Torah speaks about Hanukkah, the Torah says, Amakra Shabrecha Hashem El Kecha, that you should be generous. So since the Torah is teaching us that we should be generous, that the Torah is telling us that we should use rather pinyan aben chamis shloim, not oilus riya, which is less. Rav Yehuda Aimer shloishim, that the amount of anaka is 30 shloim. Kishloishim shloved, like we mentioned, that whenever kanani is is killed by a shor, the malach is that he, by shamur, he gets shloishim, the owner gets shloishim. Says the Gemara, how does Rav Yehuda connect hanaka to that halacha? My tam de Yehuda, says the Gemara, Yalef Nasina Nasina Me'evid. He learns Xeris Shava. Here the Torah says, Titein Loi by Hanoka. And the Torah says, Barev Knanim, Barev Knani, Shloishim Shkolim, Yitein Ladonov, Malahalan Shloishim, just like there we speak about Shloishim, Afkan Shloishim. Ask the Gemara, if we want to learn Xeris Shava, V'nelef Nasina Nasina Me'erchid, why don't we learn from Erchin, and why don't we say the Mala Halan Chamishim, as we mentioned before, Afkan Chamishim, answers the Gemara Chodet to Tfastam Ruba Loi Tfasta, Tfastam Ruba Tfasta. If you have a chase to take more or less, you take the less. And the way that we show him explain is as follows. If you're going to take less than what you take, you'll know you'll be able to keep. But if you take more than you're entitled to, you may end up taking more than you're entitled to and losing it. So therefore, take less rather than more. So Tais was asked the question. Yes, we do have this rule of tefasta merubah loy tefasta. But here, there's a reason to be tefasta merubah. As the Gemara just said, the Pasuk says, kibarachas Hashem alakecha. So the Torah tells us, ashabarachas Hashem alakecha, to take more. So Tosfos answers that when we're learning it from the word reikam, which is in the Pasuk of ashabarachas Hashem alakecha, so we say that ashabarachas Hashem alakecha defines the reikam, that it should be in the most generous fashion. But he, Rabbi Yehuda, who's learning it from the Sina, the Pasuk Vashem Barachacha Hashem Elokecha is not connected to that Pasuk. It's not connected to that, and therefore we can't say that Hashem Barachacha Hashem Elokecha is a definition of the Hanukkah, that we should be generous. Void, Eved Mever Havelei L'melef. It makes sense to learn the halacha of Hanukkah, which speaks to the halacha of Adam, to the halacha of Shloishim Shel Eved. But as we explained earlier, Rav Shimon's opinion is that the Anok is Chamishim Sloyim, like we find Chamishim Be'erkin. Says the Gemara, my Talmud Rav Shimon, Gomer Nasina Nasina Me'erkin. We learn from Erkin, Malahalan, the greatest Erich value is Chamishim, Afkan it should be Chamishim. But ask the Gemara, if we're learning from Erkin, the aim of the way we shall perhaps learn is Bepachashe Be'erkin, the smallest value, the smallest value is 3 sloim, which is the erich of a female who's a month to 5 years old. If that says the Gemara, Asheberech Hashem Alekech Ksiv. But ask the Gemara for Nalef, if we're learning this Gzeres Shava, so why don't we learn the Gzeres Shava in the Sina and the Sina Me'evid and say Malahalan Shloishim, just like the Evid receives 30. Here too, that Naka should be Shloishim. So says the Gemara, Chada, the Tefasta Merubah Loi Tefasta, if we're going to learn from Erchin, we're going to learn the biggest amount. Void, Evid Me'evid Me'havelei L'melef, and that's why he prefers to learn from Evid. Rav Shimon, says the Gemara, but so why doesn't Rav Shimon learn that way as well? Says the Gemara, new teretz Rav Shimon. Micha, Micha Gomer. He learns the Gzeres Shav, the word Moch. The Torah, when it speaks about the Evid, says, V'chi Yomach Chichi Imach. And Be'erchin, the Torah says, V'machu. So that's why he says that Erchin is the better match. Says the Gemara. So according to Rameya, that the shear of Hanukkah is that the Torah mentions 3 different types of gifts that should be given. So it's 3 times 5. So according to Rav Meir, we all understand why the Torah mentioned these 3 types. Hide the Ksiv Tsoin Gar of Yaakov, because they are essential in us getting to the number 15. But according to Yehuda of Shimon, they have nothing to do with the 30 or the 50 that are given. So according to Yehuda of Shimon, asked the Gemara, why did the Torah have to mention Haitzayim Garim V'Yakov Lamali? Why did the Torah have to mention them? Answers the Gemara, Hai, the reason they're mentioned is for a different reason altogether. That only these type of properties should be given, these types of gifts should be given for Hanukkah. That you could use any type of gift. If that's the case, ask the Gemara. Mat hamaloymer, why did the Torah single out tzoyin goyim v'yakev? Loymaloch. Mat tzoyin goyim v'yakev miyuchadim sheyeshnu b'chlal bracha. These are things that multiply. Animals multiply. Fruits multiply. Afkol yeshnu bracha. Anything that multiplies. Shatzuk sofim. Money doesn't multiply by itself. Divrei Reb Shimon. Reb Lezer ben Yaakov oimer Yotza Produs, a mule, which is the combination of a donkey and a horse that don't multiply, they can't be used for Hanukkah. Rav Shimon, that says you can't use money, but you can use mules, says maybe they can't have children, but Produs, Meshachim B'Gufai, they could get bigger and stronger. Rav Elazar ben Yaakov holds that money can multiply because other than Iska, you could invest it and they will grow. Says the Gemara, according to Rameyah, certainly, the Torah mentioned, according to Shimon and Yehuda, certainly, the Torah mentioned Tzoyin Garim V'Yakov because they multiply. So why was it necessary to teach us both, all three, Tzoyin Garim V'Yakov? Dikas Rachman Tzoyin, if the Torah would have only written Tzoyin, have a minute Balachayim in. Something that is a lot, animals, G'dule Karkoloi, but not something that grows from the ground. That's why Torah is called Rechmana Goyrin. Vikasa Goyrin have a mina gedulei karka in, something that grows from the ground, but bal chaim loy, not animals. That's why Kasa Rechmana Tzoyin. But now, says the Gemara, so we're still left with a question, Yaakov Lomeli, why did the Torah have to speak about Yaakov? Loyma lemutek sofim, lemar, according to one opinion, it comes, that's the way we know that money is excluded, and lemar, according to another opinion, that's the way we know that prodos, that mules are excluded. Tana Rabbanan, the pasuk regarding Hanukkah says, Asher brachach Hashem alkecha, yochal nizbarach b'ayis b'gloloi. We would think that if the home, the Eved brought bracha into the home, that's where manikonloi, he's entitled to Hanukkah. However, loy nizbarach b'ayis b'gloloi, if he didn't bring bracha into the home where he worked, a manikonloi, he's not entitled to Hanukkah. Tamaloymer, Hanuk, Tanuk, Mikom Makim. He's entitled to Hanukkah under all circumstances. So asked the Gemara, if that's the case, so now we have a question. Mimke Matam Aloyma Asher Barachacha. What is the Torah trying to teach us with that pasuk? Hakol Afi Bracha Tenloi. The Torah is teaching us that even though we've been learning in our shir the minimum amount of Hanukkah, but the Torah is teaching us that if the Eved brings Bracha into the home, then of course that should be recognized, and he should get more Hanukkah. It says the Gemara, Rabbelezben Zaria Oimer Tvarim Kiksavim. The Torah gives the shear of Hanukkah as it's given. Nizbarach Bayis Beglala Manikim Loi. We take it as the pasuk says. Loi Nizbarach Bayis Beglala. But indeed, if the home was not blessed because of him, then the halacha is that ein manikim loy, you don't have to give Hanukkah. The Rishayim suggests he doesn't mean to say that he doesn't get Hanukkah at all. What he means to say is, we just learned an opinion that if he brought bracha into the home, he gets extra Hanukkah. So he says, I don't hold that he gets extra Hanukkah. But if that's the case, he asks, Im Kain, Matam Loimer Hanuk Tanuk. What does the Torah mean with Hanuk Tanuk? Tibre Torah Kolosh Bnei Adam. That's the way the Torah many times expresses itself. And as the Ritva explains, that it doesn't mean that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is going to say that whenever we have this kind of language, we're just going to automatically say Tibre Torah Kolosh Bnei Adam, and we can't use it for a drasha. He says what the Gemara means to say is that if I don't have a drasha, it isn't troubling. Because I could say, Dibre Tayru Kalashim Bnei Adam. But if I have a drasha, I could say a drasha. Tan Rabbanan, Eved Ivri, whose owner died, Oved Saben, works for the son of the owner, Ve'ena Oved Sabas, but doesn't work for the daughter of the owner. Amavria, whose owner died, Ena Ovedus Loyas Saben Veloyas Sabas, doesn't work for the son nor the daughter. Hanirtza, the Eved Ivri that was Nirtza, or Nimkal Ovid Kachavim, when Eved Ivri that was sold to a Nachri, Ena Oved Loyas Saben Veloyas Sabas, doesn't work for either. Amama, and the Gemara goes into this brisa. Every Ovid Saben Veloyas Ovid Sabas, asked the Gemara Menon Emili, where do we notice halacha? Says the Gemara, because the pasuk says the Torah Abonin Vavotcha Shai Shonim. So the Torah added that extra chaf to teach us lecha v'loy liyayrish. Atayim lecha v'loy liyayrish. Is that what the pasuk is coming to teach us? Or maybe what the pasuk is teaching us? Ena el lecha v'loy leben, that you don't even work for the son. Kishoimer Shai Shonim Yavoid, that under all circumstances you work for the 6 years. That every works for the 6 years. So from here we learn Hare Leben Omer that he does work for the son. Haman Mekayim Bavot Chashay Shonim L'cha V'layi Yairish. So what the Gemara is teaching us is that the Pesukim are teaching us that the Eved Ivri whose owner died will continue working for the son of that owner, but he won't work for any other Yairish. Ask the Gemara if that's the case. Mari, so why are we saying Larabbas is a ben, that he works for the son, but not for any other Yairish? Says the Gebraisa, Marben is a ben, she came tam tachs of liyadai. We've spoken when we've spoken, we will speak, about the halachas of Amavriya. The Torah says that the owner or his son should marry the Amavriya. So we see that the son takes the place of the father. Will stay achuza. The halacha is that if somebody is magdish, a stay achuza, a sada that he yashin from his forefathers, and the son redeemed it from hegdish, so it goes back to the son's father by yovel, as if the father had redeemed him himself. If that field, that stay achuza, however, was redeemed by other people, it doesn't go back to the father by Yovel, and it actually goes to the Kohanim of that Mishmar. So we see here too that the Torah gave a special place for the son in taking over his father's place. Says the Gemara, and that's why the Eved Ivri continues working for the son, even though he doesn't work for any other Yarshim. Ask the Gemara, Adrabba, we can make a contrary argument. Marba Nisa'ach, a brother does yibum. A son doesn't do yibum. Mar b'nis ach shekein tam tachas achiv liyibum. So we see that the position of a brother is particularly strong. Says the Gemara, the brother isn't stronger than the son. On the contrary, klum yesh yibum el b'mok b'shem ben. The only time there's a halacha of yibum if there's no son. Yesh ben, if there were a son, there would be no halacha of yibum. So therefore, since the son is stood in any way, the son is stronger than the brother. Ask the Gemara, Ela tamid ikka hapricha. Says the Gemara, because we had this question of klum yeshibim makushayim ben, that's how we know the son is stronger than the brother. Halav hachi, if not for that, we would consider ach adif, that the brother is better. But ask the Gemara, even without that, Hachatarti, there are two places we see the strength of a son. By Yiyud and by Steyachuza. And by brother, we only have Hachachada. There's only one place. So that should be the reason why we should attribute greater strength to a son than to a brother. Answers the Gemara, this halach of Steyachuza, how do we know that the Steyachuza, that there's a special rule when the son redeemed the property? Nami ha pricha hu dekad nafgalei latana. The how did he come to that conclusion? Only that special rule by steyachuz applies to the son and no one else. It's only because klum yeshibim el mokum shein ben. So it isn't an independent limud. Rav Nachum Zemba, in his Shal Shetshuva Zera Avram, Simchav Gimel, tries to understand, how do we understand the special halacha that we're giving for a son? Is it a din in Yerusha, but that we're saying as far as this halacha is concerned, it's the only Yerush is the son, or is it a special din in a son? There is no Yerusha. There is no Yerusha, but it's a special din that a son has the right to take over the Eved. So he says a very nice raya. He says the fact that we know normally there are din of Pishnayim, a Bechor gets Pishnayim, but that halacha doesn't apply by Eved Ivri. So we see that Hilchus Yerusha don't apply by Avadim. So when the son takes over the rights of his father, he says, clearly we see from here, it's not a din in Yerusha, it's a special din in being a son. We learned in the Braisa that Amavriya, if the owner of the Amavriya dies, she doesn't work not for the son, not for the daughter. Mnanimili, ask the where do we know this halach from? Says the Gemara, Amar Abhadu Damakra, Ve'af La Moscha Tasekein. The Torah connects the halacha of this to Nirtza. Hakisha Kasav Lenirtza. Ma Nirtza, Eina Ivet Layas Aben Vlayas Abbas. Af Amavriya, Eina Ivetis Layas Aben Vlayas Abbas. Ask the Gemara, Vahaila Moscha Tasekein Lahachi Dosu. Is that what we learn from this pasuk? Ask the Gemara Mabayla Lechretanya, Vaf La Moscha Tasekein, that pasuk is coming to teach us Lahanik, that Amavriya is entitled to Hanukkah. At the Omer, Lahanik, is it coming to teach us that there's Hanukkah by Amavriya? Maybe what the Torah is teaching us that in El Ritzia, that the halacha of Ritzia applies by Amavriya as well. And if the Amavriya wants to stay longer, so the procedure that we've been discussing that applies by an Eved Ivri will apply by Amavriya as well. Shoimavim Yoimar Eved. The parasha, the introduction of the parasha Ritzia says V'im Yoimar Yoimar Eved. So the Torah is clearly teaching us that this halacha applies by an Eved V'loi Amavriya HaRitzia Amas. We know that Amas is excluded from Ritzia. Hamani Mekayim V'afla Maschut Askein to teach us the halacha of Hanukkah. So we're learning from here that the halacha of Hanukkah, he's learning, the Braisa is teaching us that the halacha of Hanukkah applies by Amavriya just like by an Eved, and not to teach us about who does the Amavriya work for, or does she work for, if her owner dies. Im Kain, says the Gemara, so how will he know this halacha? Nifta kra la mosche Kain, and we can learn from that. My tasash that she gets Hanukkah. Why did the Torah add my tasa? Why did the Torah add the word tasa? Sham minotarti. That both halachas are learned here. That number one, that she doesn't work for any of the yarshim of her owners. And number two, that she does get Hanukkah. We learned in the Braisa, Hanirtza, or Hanim Kalav Kachavim, Eina Ovid, Loyas Haben, the Loyas Abbas. Ask the Gemara, how do we know this halachas? Says the Gemara, Nirtza, we know, the Ksiv, Rotz Adon, Vaz Adon, as Oznam, Matzaya, Vavodil, Oilam, Avodoy, he works for him, the Loyas Aben, the Loyas Abbas, he doesn't work for a son or a daughter of the owner. Nimkalav Kachavim, how do we know that he doesn't work for any of the Yarshim? Amachiskiya Makra, the Torah, that speaks about somebody who deducts himself, the chishivim kineu. If somebody was sold to a nachri, one of the ways he could get out is, as we've been learning, is with geroi and kesef, figure out how much he was paid for, etc., etc. From here we learn, the chishivim kineu, that he only has to make a reckoning with the person that bought him, v'loi im yarshim kineu, but not with the yarshim of that person. Because from here we see that there is no halacha he works for the yarshim of the nachri. Amar Rava, Dvar Torah midrash over kacham yarsh asaviv. We see from here that there is halacha of Yerusha by a nachri. Shnam v'chishivim kaneu. The Torah says v'chishivim kaneu. And we learn from him v'mlo yarsh kaneu. So obviously he has yarshim. Otherwise there would be no place for this derosha of v'lo yarsh kaneu. Ger, as I have a kachavim, says the Gemara, says the Brayer, ger, and as I have a kachavim, any medivir Torah el medivir seifrim. That a ger, yarshins his father, is not medaraisa, it's only medarabonin. The Tanan, if a Nachri passed away, and he left over a son who was a Ger, and he left over a son who was a Nachri, the Aloch is Ger Yochalayim Alavit Kachavim, the Ger could turn around to his biological brother, the Goy, and say to him, Talat Avodah Kachavim, the father left over Avodah Zorah, which of course he can't use. The Aloch is, you take the Avodah Zorah, Vani Moas. Talat the Yai Nesach, which I can't drink, that Vani Peiris. But that's as long as they haven't yet made the division. Once they made the division, then it's too late to make that type of arrangement. V'sakadatach, if we're going to say that a ger yarshins his father mederaisa, so what's the difference if he hasn't taken possession? Ki loy bala rishusoy, even though he hasn't taken possession, he still shouldn't be allowed to make this type of arrangement. Because ki koshakel, chaluf avodah kachamu shakel, he's doing business with avodah zara, which of course a Jew may not have enough from. It must be that the halach is only midrabbanan. Why did Chazal say that means midraisa? The ger is not entitled to any Yerusha. And the reason is, because Gershon is Gaya Kekotish Noeladami. The ger is not considered related to his father. It's only that we're concerned that if we won't get any, if we won't let him have any of the Yerusha, he's going to regret being a ger. So in order that that shouldn't happen, we don't want that to happen. So that's why the Rabbanan said he should get Yerusha. Tanya Namihachi. Says the Gemara, we learn in a Braisa, the Medvar Mamurim, when is the halacha that the Ger and the Nochri can make this arrangement? Kshiyarshu, when they yarshining, so it never became his, so he has a right to make this kind of arrangement. Avil Mnishtatfu, if they were partners, and in the assets that the partnership owns, there are these type of, this avodah zarah, then the halacha will be that such an arrangement cannot be made. Also, such an arrangement cannot be made because this type of arrangement means that he's doing business with Avodah Zarah. And of course, the Torah says, very strict, that we're not allowed to do any business. It's also b'hano. We're not allowed to have the slightest benefit. So that's why in the Shtatfu, the halacha would be Osir, they would not be allowed to make this arrangement. But Yerusha, and particularly since we're learning that the Yerusha is only midrabanan, before they actually took, before the ger took any ownership, this type of an arrangement would be permitted.